I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A judge has denied bail for American missionary pilot Ryan Coher, who's been detained in Mozambique. He was wrongfully arrested in November while preparing to transport orphanage supplies. Ryan is a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship, known in Mozambique as Ambassador Aviation. His wife, Annabelle Coher, says he was discouraged with bail denied, of course, but he's trusting God's will. The next step?
The investigation should be done the beginning of March. There is the chance for the prosecutor to request an extension, and we know that the dates aren't always set in stone, so we're hopeful that at the beginning of March we'll have more answers as to whether there's a charge or if he'll be dismissed. And of course, we're praying that this will be the end of the case and that he'll be home with us soon.
Pray also for Ryan's example to spread the gospel. We turn next to the Middle East for earthquake recovery updates in Syria. Health and hunger concerns mount as aid workers struggle to reach people in need. Harsh winter weather hinders emergency response and the well-being of survivors. Christian leaders throughout the region attend MENA Leadership Center for training and development. MLC's Fadi Sharia says,
it's affecting the participants in so many ways. We're talking about basic needs like clean water to drink and milk for the babies, and dealing with the trauma of the whole thing. So many people cannot even sleep because of the trauma.
MENA Leadership Center may not provide direct relief aid, but they're helping the people who can. Christians on the ground in Syria.
We are having our first session on psychological first aid on Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.